Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Lacey Sturm was an atheist. At 16 years old, she planned on committing suicide because her life was getting tough, and she said that when you're an atheist, there's no reason to keep going when you're experiencing pain. She planned to commit suicide one night after school. But Lacey's grandmother recognized the distress and emotional trouble that she was in, and she insisted that Lacey go to church. Well, the thought of going to church and being surrounded by Christians was just repugnant to Lacey, who found Christians to be judgmental, finger-pointing phonies, full of hateful speech, she said. However, after a great deal of insistence on her grandmother's part, Lacey agreed to go just in order to silence her. Lacey was surprised when the pastor began talking about pain and struggle in people's lives. Well, she had always thought of Christians as people who didn't have real problems or know about struggle or pain. It seemed to her as if the pastor was describing exactly how she felt. Even more disturbing to Lacey was when the minister began to describe feelings of suicide and call out to the congregation for anyone with those feelings to come forward and be prayed for. Well, Lacey found out the experience was very unsettling, and she felt the need to leave. As she attempted to walk out, she was met at the door by an elderly Christian gentleman who had tears in his eyes. The gentleman took her aside and spoke kindly to her, sharing the message of Christ's love and how it could speak to and remove the pain which she felt inside. Well, during that prayer, Lacey describes how the reality of her sin in the sight of a perfect and holy God impacted her, but that it was not God's judgment and condemnation that she felt, but rather His love, forgiveness, and His desire to restore her. So when she woke up the next day, she remembers thinking that she wasn't supposed to wake up. So she thought, well, now what? She committed her life to serving the Lord with her gift of music, and she went on to be the lead singer of a Christian rock band called Flyleaf from 2002 to 2012. And she still does solo music, even recording the song Born Again in 2008, which was with Third Day and was nominated for a Grammy Award that year even. Now, why do I tell you her story? I tell you because it might be like yours to some degree. Sometimes you feel like you're in the lowest place that you can be. You might be experiencing pain, fear, or grief, and nothing seems to be going right, and there just doesn't seem to be any way you can see things moving forward. Well, that's how it was for the Israelites in Judges chapter 6. And I think this passage is worth our 5 minutes to focus in order to keep a proper perspective of the circumstances of our lives. Gideon is the main character in that passage, and let me summarize what he learned. He learned this, that being lifted from the lowest places of life happens when you stop focusing on yourself and you trust in the character of God. One thing Lacey Sturm said in a popular YouTube video of her testimony is that she was so selfish in her thinking. Life was all about her, so if she wasn't feeling well, then what would be the point of living? Well, I'm thankful that there is always hope in Jesus Christ. So I want to talk with you about two reasons why we might be brought to that low place. Now, today I'll talk about the first reason, which is sin and its consequences. And next week we'll talk about the second reason, which is doubting God. So let's talk about sin and its consequences quickly here. Chapter 6 tells us what happened with Israelites is after they had a period of peace or rest for 40 years, there's no surprise that they went back to their sinful ways. That's the pattern in the book of Judges. And the consequence at that time in chapter 6 for their sin was that they were given into the hand of Midian for 7 years. And it was rough. The Midianites overpowered the Israelites to the point where they made themselves stay in the dens from mountains and caves. When they planted crops, the Midianites would come and uproot them and destroy the Israelites' crops. When the Midianites came through, the Bible describes them, they were like swarms of locusts and just destroying the land. Now imagine the position of Israel. 7 years of that. Fear, struggling to survive, everything you do just ends up in failure. And verse 6 tells us that Israel was brought very low. This means they're very, very weak. So the Israelites cry out to the Lord, but there's something different in God's response here than what we've seen elsewhere in Judges. Instead of sending a judge who is a leader to rescue the people, God sent a prophet to point out their sin. He reminded them of what God did and that they didn't obey. God had to be very clear with them in that particular time, and He was very clear in this way, that you got yourself in this situation. You know, some people want a rescue, but they need a reprimand first. They need to come back to that reality. It seems that some people have to hit rock bottom before they come to their senses. Well, sin and its consequences will bring you low. And when you're in that position, it's easy just to wallow there. But the Bible is clear that we are to repent of our sin and let the Lord lift us up out of that consequence, out of that feeling that comes with the guilt. He might not remove all the consequences, but He will remove the condemnation. Then you no longer have to live in a prideful, woe is me attitude or look what I've done. No, after repentance and faith in Christ, your response can be, look at what Jesus has done for me. You can then live by faith in the way He has set before you. Listen, if you've been brought very low, if you're in that place right now, maybe even, think through your situation. Is it a result of sin in your life? That's not always the case, as we'll even talk next week, but if it is, confess that sin to God in prayer, ask forgiveness, and commit your ways to Him. Hey, thanks again for listening. Next week, we'll talk about another reason why we might be brought low, which is doubting God. I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.